website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to your discussion, dialogue, and input on the subject of the day. We're talking about today our response to a fallen woke culture. Our response to a fallen woke culture. When we see what's taking place around us, when we recognize the persecution, the prosecution, and the pursuit of conservatives and Christians and patriots, what should our response be? How should we respond? What should we do? Should we sit in silence? Should we crouch in the closet or under the bed? Should we just simply ignore it and it will go away? What response would be a biblical response to what we see happening? Today, perhaps as never before, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing that persecution and prosecution and pursuit of Christians and conservatives. Why is that so? It's because the Christian, the conservatives, the patriots, we stand for truth. We're standing for truth. We're standing against the moral corruption in the Biden administration. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about that today. And let me remind you, as we discuss it, we invite your telephone call to join in the discussion. The telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Immediately after our brief monologue, you'll be invited to place your telephone call to join in the discussion. Your call goes right through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue that we're speaking of today. Our response to a fallen woke culture, and that's where we are. It is a woke culture. It is a broken culture. It is a demonic delusion culture. And I could give it several other names, but I believe you recognize what we're saying today. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it having a biblical worldview, a central biblical worldview. A biblical worldview says that we look through all of the things that's taking place locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally, on a global level. We look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say is happening? Let me remind you, and you've heard me say it before, God's Word gives us in advance understanding of what is taking place and what will take place and the end result of what is taking place. So as we look at the scripture, we understand as Jesus speaks to his disciples in John 8:31-32, Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, we find the declaratory statement where the scripture says, thy word is truth. It's speaking of the truth of the word of God. In Psalms 117:2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So I commend the Bible to you today. I commend the truth book to each and every one of our listeners today. But you know, truth is not sought. Truth is rejected, generally speaking, in society today. Truth is rebelled against more than I've seen in my lifetime. And as I tell people, I'm still under 100. But as the secularist George Orwell that made a profound statement. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that to be true today. May I say to you, as we look at the big picture, the world picture of what is happening, we need to go back to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and find truth and understand that that is the source that we need to depend upon today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to say that based on the latest survey, the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the survey, says 55% of the millennials believe that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. The centrality of truth does not modulate, does not change, does not have a variant depending on who's seeking it, who's speaking it. There's one central truth. It goes back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. So that's my challenge to you each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. And I pray that it will be your mantra. Pray that it will be your guide for life and living. Ladies and gentlemen, today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's a 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole, the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I believe to be a needful and necessary analysis of where we are. Most of us, most of you listening, we've seen things that have been taking place in the past 3 years in particular, where it seems as though there's no compass, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no indication of a moral, ethical standard. I've used the illustration, it seems as though we are on a jumbo 777, full steam ahead, throttle wide open, and no compass for directions at all. That is a dangerous journey, and I believe that's where we stand today. We're watching today as the conservatives and the Christians, as we stand for truth, as we stand for moral, ethical things in society, we're seeing the hammer, if you please, come down. From the Biden administration and all of the tributaries thereof that wants to tear down and destroy what I believe God would have us to do. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at, by the way, the latest survey about the climate change hoax, I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but the latest survey about the climate change hoax says, and I quote, the Christians and Republicans are less prone to be fearful. Christians and Republicans are less prone to be fearful of a climate hoax. And I believe we can take that pretty much across the board, when we look at what is taking place today and the analysis of what is happening in our society, I believe that we need to be, as Christians, less prone to be fearful. As Christians and conservatives and patriots, we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at some of the headlines that tells us where we are. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a battle for truth. It's a battle for America. It's a battle for religious liberties and the freedom of speech. It's a battle for our Bill of Rights. I want to just go down a whole litany, as time will allow us to, of some of the headlines that I believe we need to be aware of. For example, I'm looking at one headline. Violence against churches is up 288%. Where are the headlines? Where is the news telling us about that? This article states there's no question that the news media focuses on violence in our society. That's news, right? But do the headlines report all kinds of violence? Sometimes that's a valid question. One area that might fit that would be the ongoing increasing violence against churches. How often do you read or hear about that in the news? The latest report issued by the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council addressed the growing assault against churches. The study said the increase contributes to an environment of hostility toward Christianity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I could stop with that one article, but I have several dozen before me to hit the highlights, to set the stage of what I'm speaking of today. We need to understand what is taking place in our society. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what's really happening. Looking at one headline, cities surveilled rabbi's house for hosting religious gatherings. Now, notwithstanding the fact it's talking about rabbis, talking about Judaistic studies, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that it's religion, Christianity, and the moral ethical foundation that's being battled against by this entire, how would you say, mechanism across America, including the Biden administration. I'll just read you a couple of paragraphs from this article. The city of Beverly Hills, California, sent a notice of violation to a rabbi's home, ordering him to cease holding religious meetings in his home after putting him under surveillance, according to a Wednesday press release from First Liberty. The rabbi had been hosting many worship meetings inside his home in order to support an aging, home-ridden Holocaust survivor. And it goes on to talk about what had happened, and in Beverly Hills, the code enforcement attorney demanded that the city withdraw the notice, arguing that it's violation of the rights under the Constitution, according to the letter. It's chilling that the Beverly Hills officials have resorted to surveilling a small group of Jewish residents who meet in their home for worship. The law and the Constitution protect his rights to host gatherings of a family and friends that meet in their home for spiritual needs. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, how should we respond? What should our response be in relationship to that? Look at another headline. Criminal charges urged for the police who arrested a Christian for preaching. Criminal charges have been dropped against a Christian man who preached the gospel in public this month at an LGBTQ event in Pennsylvania. And now many are calling for the charges and lawsuit to be filed against the police department who made the arrest. And he goes on to talk about what had happened. A group of three or four young men outside the organizational structure where there was an LGBTQ event taking place, they're simply reading the Bible. Some claimed that they were preaching on the sidewalk. Well, that's all right. The Constitution allows that. That is free speech, freedom of religion, and the freedom of speech. But ladies and gentlemen, they were arrested for doing so. Here's an article. Pro athlete shares her Christian beliefs with sports reporter, left totally shocked by what happened to the article. Let me just summarize it. I'll read you the intro. On Friday, Fox News' Laura Ingraham gave national exposure to a story that has been bubbling in the conservative media since U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach when golfer Ann Olson competed on the course while she was 7 months pregnant with her first child. at a Global Golf Post interview with her that was not published. Why? Because she's pro-life and advocating a Christian lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a three-page article. The bottom line is that because she's a Christian, because she's pro-life, and she shared in that news interview her faith and trust and her position, spiritually speaking, they refused to even publish the story. In the article, it says, should the original story have been canceled? And it goes on to talk about the readers of Global Golf Post never got to hear Olson's story because she's a Christian. And her response to the reaction she received playing while pregnant in the United States, where the legal monstrosity of Roe versus Wade had been overturned. That's because the publication killed the story and no one heard it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a variety of articles and what is happening. The point that I want to make, that I want us to understand, is that we see almost a shotgun, scattergun approach across America that is targeting Christians, conservatives, and patriots. And it is designed to cause fear and to cause submission to the fear tactics by the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and all of the other, and the DHS, and all of the three-letter acronym organizations and structures for the federal government. I'm looking at a headline. Washington student marched to the principal's office and lectured because he wore a shirt that said two genders. This article goes on to talk about it. The footage captures the teacher decreeing that pride is synonymous with inclusivity, while their opinions reflect the opposite, and therefore cannot be permitted in the school. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching through academia today. We're watching through education, both lower education and higher education. We're watching the promulgation and the pushing of an agenda that is contrary to the morals, ethics, and values of what the Bible teaches us. It's mitigating against Christianity and conservatism in America as never before in the history of our nation. You might wonder, well, what does the Bible say about this? What is taking place? Well, in John chapter 15, verse 18 and verse 20, the scripture says, Jesus speaking, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. Verse 20, remember that the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than the Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God to young Timothy, the Apostle Paul said this, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, perhaps you say that is not so. Perhaps you say, I don't believe that's the case. If you've not suffered persecution, if you've not watched the persecution coming against you and the potential of prosecution and hatred, it's because you're too silent about your stand for Christ. It is a position that the progressive Christians, as it's called today, progressive Christianity, as it is called, progressive Christianity embraces the LGBTQ. Progressive Christianity does not speak out against push by the Biden administration to crush and to destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, if you stand for truth, if truth is known and you stand for that, then you're going to be persecuted. That's the bottom line. But where we're going in the broadcast, we want to talk about this extensively and then ask the question, what do we do? How do we respond? That's the key that we need to understand, because God's word gives us a response. God's word tells us how we should respond and what we should do in the culture in which we're living today. Here's another article. Arrested simply for reading the Bible. Police detained four young Christians at a drag queen event. Four young men, Christians, were arrested in Watertown, Wisconsin, while they were preaching the gospel at a public drag queen show focusing on children. Organizers of the city's annual event, known as Pride in the Park, had advertised that the show being held in the park was family-friendly. The video shows three officers grabbing the young man and leading him away in handcuffs. Another young man was detained and removed from the park, but was later released with a warning not to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, since when is it illegal to stand on the sidewalk and read the Bible? Since when is it illegal to speak truth publicly? We're finding today in America where some are being arrested simply for standing in front of abortion clinics and praying silently. Some are arrested simply because of standing in front of an abortion clinic and passing out material, urging the mother not to kill the child. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, as we see the climate change hoax, as we watch the moral, ethical, biblical foundations of America being destroyed, we're watching the threat that causes multitudes to be silent. In fact, in Psalms 11:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe we need to recognize the crumbling destruction of our foundation today. Our Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties are at stake. That telephone number, by the way, is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Do you believe that Christians should stand up? Do you believe that we need to be silent? You believe that there is persecution and prosecution of Christians taking place? Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that what we see taking place with President Donald J. Trump, do you believe that that's an isolated scenario and he is the only one that will not face that, that will be exempt from the prosecution and persecution that we see happening with Donald J. Trump? What are your thoughts on it? How should we then live, as Ezekiel 33:10 asked the question? Headline: while the FBI targeted Catholics as potential domestic terrorists, it's just one of the scandals that have been revealed by the Biden administration. The FBI's decision to target Catholic families as a possible domestic terrorist. Administration officials brushed it off when the official memo attacking Catholics was revealed, saying it was from just one office, and it was repudiated immediately. But now an analysis by the Federalist notes the testimony from the FBI, Christopher Wray, who claimed the one office involvement wasn't true at all. And it turns out multiple offices in Richmond, Virginia, Los Angeles, Portland, Oregon, all worked on it. Davison explained that the FBI had identified radical traditionalist Catholics who attend parishes. They, the FBI claimed, are hotbeds of radically ethnically motivated violent extremists. This article asked the question, is the FBI targeting Christians and Catholics as domestic terrorists? And the answer to that question is absolutely yes. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you do? What do we do as a nation when our own government targets Christians, when we find that Christians are being censored, that we find Christians' bank accounts are being closed, when we find Christians are being deplatformed on social media, when we find that Christians are the target, the focus of the federal government today? What should we do? Another headline: document stash reveals FBI scheming to target Christians. It goes on to say the FBI had identified their targeting of Christians, but said it was limited. But ladies and gentlemen, according to this article, the FBI is targeting all Christians. This article says, as a result, the FBI has just informed the court that it has already found over 1,200 pages of documents related to our FOIA request targeting Christians and pro-lifers in America, and it's still searching for more, the legal organization said. It goes on in detail, ladies and gentlemen, where the FBI has been weaponized to target Christians. Now, you might say, well, I don't have anything to hide. ladies and gentlemen, we have a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment in particular, it forbids any governmental agency, a police agency, law enforcement agency, to search without a warrant and specificity what they're searching for. But we're now finding that the apparatus of the government for the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, and other thugs with badges organizations, they are targeting everyone that is viewed as a, quote, conservative Christian. We are the focus, ladies and gentlemen, of the enmity, the persecution, and the prosecution, and the ill will in America today. But keep in mind, Jesus reminded us, as I read a moment ago, if the world hate you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. That's pretty succinct. That's pretty clear. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place today in the society in which we are living in. We're watching the persecution and the prosecution escalating. And I think that we are watching it without any abatement. I believe that the law enforcement, FBI, and other thugs with badges organizations, I believe they've been weaponized to undermine and destroy the moral ethical foundation. It was Tony Perkins a few months back that said the Biden administration is attacking faith, family, and our freedom. And I don't know how you can any more succinctly identify that. One headline I'm reading says, God or the devil, in whom do Americans really believe? And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, a frightening statistical finding. It points out that there is a modicum of people that trust in God more than they trust in government. A new low, 74% of Americans surveyed say God is something to believe in, down from 90% in 2004, according to the Gallup poll. The findings also, for the first time, less than 6% answered yes to the question whether hell or the devil were something that was real. Ladies and gentlemen, we're declining morally, ethically, and biblically, and as a result of that, we're seeing the federal government coming against the moral ethics and values of that little modicum that is left in our nation. And I'm concerned about it from the standpoint as a Christian. What do we do if our Bill of Rights is eviscerated? What do we do, ladies and gentlemen, if we have no freedom of religion and freedom of speech? Where do we turn? There would be no such thing as a church, no such thing as the freedom to preach and teach the Word of God. In fact, in the nation of Canada today, a preacher cannot go on the air and preach some text in the Scripture because it is forbidden by law in Canada. Will we reach, or have we reached, that tipping point in America where we're going to see this for the future of our nation? Will we see the tipping point where we will no longer be considered a Christian nation? I believe one of the elements that is fundamental and the problem that exists. Pastor Michael Youssef, pastor in Atlanta, he made a statement. He says, the warning about biblical illiteracy. The Antichrist should have Christians on notice. It's a warning that the scriptural ignorance and eventual rise of the Antichrist and his comments are certainly stirring. Biblical illiteracy is rampant, Youssef said to the Christian Post in a recent interview. The people are going to fall for deception, for false teachings, for anything because they're not grounded in the Word of God. He goes on to talk about the lack of biblical knowledge, the lack of understanding the Scripture is allowing the Christians, ladies and gentlemen, and the conservatives to simply fall for the deceit that's being promulgated by the federal government over us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Right after that, we'll be right back as we continue to discuss Let's Face the Issues, our response to a fallen woke culture. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Southern California continues to feel the fury of what was Tropical Storm Hillary. Now a post-tropical cyclone, it's still dumping a lot of rain. Torrential rains have unleashed flash flooding along with rock and mudslides, prompting a state of emergency. And along with making it difficult or impossible to get around on the roads, the storm has resulted in hundreds of flight delays or cancellations. Southern California rocked by a 5.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday, centered north of Los Angeles in Ventura County. No reports of any serious damage or injuries. President Biden and the First Lady will visit Maui later today. The aftermath of the deadly wildfires, the death toll, at least 114, hundreds of people, though, still are unaccounted for. Wall Street, the Dow down 161 points. NASDAQ is up 66. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I believe that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to come to the full realization of where we are in our nation. This is not a doom and gloomist mindset. I'm talking about we need to wake up, understand what's happening, and to know what we should do and how we should respond. I believe I have multitudes today, perhaps you're listening. You're confused in the chaos and the confusion, the calamity that you see taking place. You don't know what to do. How should we respond? I've had people to ask dozens and dozens of times, what should we do? How should we respond? How should we act? What's the answer? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible gives us a very clear answer, and we're going to talk about that the latter portion of this broadcast today. But the question is, our response to a fallen woke culture. We're looking at headlines. I've got stacks and stacks and stacks of headlines. Here's one. Court hears another case that wants to censor the Ten Commandments. A fight in court over the representation of the biblical Ten Commandments in Arkansas is completely unnecessary, according to the officials with First Liberty Institute. The article states, First Liberty is working with the Arkansas Office of Attorney General to fight the demands by the Satanic Temple, Freedom From Religion Foundation, American Humanist Association, and the Arkansas Association Society of Free Thinkers, and others. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ten Commandments is being battled and fought against. Why is that so? because we're living in a fallen culture. We're living in a post-Christian era. We're living in a time, ladies and gentlemen, where truth is rebelled, truth is rejected, truth is refused. And as a result of that, we're finding that so often part and parcel of it is because of the silence on the part of Christians. We're finding today that Christians are being smeared. Moms and dads that go before school board, challenging the school board about the porn that's being taught in the classroom under the guise of LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They're considered domestic terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, every social media account, everything that you do on Instagram, on Twitter, it's now called X, never understood that, but nevertheless, whatever social media you're on, everything that you say, everything that you type, everything that you text is being monitored and followed and listened to. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing that is taking place that is not under the scrutiny of the federal government and what they're doing to sniff out every Christian and conservative and what we're saying and doing and view us as domestic terrorists. Looking at a headline, smear parents. Alarm sounded as the bill targeting moms and dads gained steam. California Senate Bill 596, which would make it a misdemeanor for any parent, any guardian, or any person to cause substantial disorder at any public or charter school board meeting, continued to move through the committee. The bill aims to criminalize all parents that will scare them into silence. California Parental Rights Association told the Daily Caller News Foundation, quote, criminalization contest and dissent in local school districts manufactures false accusations of disorderly conduct when concerned parents exercise their constitutional rights and speak up against a woke indoctrination. This bill is shamelessly intended to target, intimidate, and to smear parents, conservative parents, and local community members advocating for better education, transparency, and accountability. And it goes on to talk about that bill and what it will do. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in scary times. We live in times today that if you're Christian, if you're conservative, if you're a parent that's concerned, if you question the 2020 election, even the 2022 election, if you question the veracity and the validity of those elections, if you question what took place with COVID-19, if you question the injection, if you question the modus operandi behind it, ladies and gentlemen, it will put you in the crosshairs of the federal government in some realm of seeking out those individuals as being terrorists, domestic terrorists, and putting us in the position of being watched and followed, persecuted, prosecuted, and pursued by the federal government. Looking at another headline, U.S. funding research to develop stealth, that's S-T-E-A-L-T-H, stealth censorship of all Americans. Now, that's a headline that should get our attention. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You want to jump in the dialogue and discussion at any place, feel free to do so. If you got a question or comment about what I'm saying, if you got a question or comment or something you want to add to what is being said, if you see this taking place, you've got a suggestion what your thoughts are as to what we need to do. We're looking at it on the basis of our response to a fallen woke culture. This article reads, a free speech watchdog is warning that the U.S. government has funded research with the intent to develop stealth censorship programs, ways to censor all Americans of what we say, what we do, what we see, whether letting the speakers know they're being sniffed out or not. It is John Solomon, Just the News, who has reported on the warning from the Foundation for Freedom Online. That organization focusing on digital free speech has confirmed researchers using tax money already have captured and examined millions of Twitter social media comments during the 2020 election season that they described as misinformation and disinformation. A wide range of censorship programs already has been confirmed as being implemented by government agencies under the Biden administration's direction, mostly by having government employees turn to their complaints over to private foundations, which then insist that social media companies take down, suppress, or even delete information which the Biden administration disagrees with. Several of the administration's targets included the COVID-19 information and facts about treatment, the outside influence present during the 2020 election. The Foundation for Freedom Online, in fact, documented work at the University of Washington Center for the Informed Public, working on tax funding to develop a variety of circuit breakers and nudges that could censor all information. This article asked the question, do the leftists want to suppress truth in every form? And my answer to that is yes. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, my comment is related to what you're talking about. The story is a personal experience. I ordered something online. I wanted it quickly, so I went to Amazon. I got it in 2 days. So it was delivered to me via the U.S. Postal Service. I saw the U.S. Postal Service truck, and somebody gets off and comes to my door, a nice young lady smiling, but when she faces me to hand deliver the package, and guess what she was wearing? Well, I have to tell you, she was wearing a black t-shirt, but in the middle it had an LGBT flag.
Mm.
So here we have a U.S. employee, postal employee, wearing the LGBT stuff. Had it been something Confederate or Christian or conservative in any way, I bet she couldn't do it. She would have been benched, you know, or fired. But here we have a nice black young lady wearing the LGBT flag on her chest, and she works for the Postal Service. How about
that? As you said, Derby, one of the things that is so disconcerting, and we should recognize, there's a dual sense of justice, dual program of justice in America today. You just alluded to the fact, what if she had had a shirt on that said, I love Jesus, or I believe in the right to life, or anything? She wouldn't have been allowed to wear it. It would have been absolutely no from the U.S. Post Office, but it allowed to wear that, just as an article I recently read where two young lads in school had shirts on that said God created two genders, only two genders, and they were admonished to take them off or to leave the school and got suspended because the teacher said that was not correct. But yet in that same class, they had those wearing the LGBTQ shirts, those that were proclaiming that there were hundreds of genders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're living in a system today, Derby, and I pray that our listeners understand that. We're living in a system today that's biased against Christians, conservatives, and patriots. We're in the crosshairs to be extinguished in some fashion. And I'm not trying to say that as a scare tactic, but I believe that is the fact of where we're headed in America today, Derby. And so our response is, we recognize that Jesus said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. If the world persecuted me, it's going to persecute you. And we're in the very center of that persecution and hatred for conservatives, Christians, and patriots today. What is the answer to it, in your opinion, Derby?
That we have to speak out, but we have been scared to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you a different example. We talk about the REC in Jacksonville, Republican Executive Committee. And, of course, Dean Black is the chairman. He happens to be my state representative, you know, which I hate that. So I voted for myself, you know, when election time came. But anyway, at the meetings, he hires a cop so that if anybody wants to dispute him or confront him, he'll seek the police on a member of the REC.
Mm.
So members of the REC are afraid to speak because they might get arrested by hire a cop. It's a regular cop, but it's being paid by Dean Black by the money of the REC. So he uses intimidation, just like the FBI. Arrest you if you say something against. So that's my point.
Well, Debbie, you're exactly right. And I think that we're in an era that we need to wake up. That's my purpose for this show today. We need to wake up. As I use the term, and some of you smell the coffee, smell the roses, see what's happening, and then see what the Bible says we need to do. And in short, when you look at the scripture in Luke chapter 21, verse 26 and following, it talks about all the things that's taking place. Then it says, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And the closer we get every single day as we see this taking place, it's getting closer and closer to that redemption time for the child of God. Derby, thank you so much for your call, for your input. God bless you, and keep looking up today. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
I'm doing good. God has left an empty place in every human being there to be filled with his grace and glory. He's also imbued every single human being with a strong sense of right and wrong. These individuals out here that want to make laws or use law enforcement to stifle debate that does not pair with their views only proves to me that they're willing to violate another human being's God-given right to be able to speak so they don't have to face the consequence of the actions they are committing. And to me, it boils down to that one simple thing, that they have a empty hole that they filled with garbage and not with the glory and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely. You're so right. I'm looking at a headline, Jim. We wanted to shoot all Christians in the class. A report about plans for a mass slaughter of Christians and how it was foiled has been documented. When confronted in court, the boys, who both have a history of violence and criminality, admitted we wanted to shoot all Christians in the class. Asked how they would have responded if police had intervened, they said we would have surrendered, adding that Allah would have forgiven them in prison since killing Christians takes us to paradise, end quote. Now, that's isolated in the hearts and the lives of the Islamic jihadists. And their Quran gives them the authority to commit jihad and commit a slaughter against all non-Islamics. But this is happening. And had this been a Christian making a statement, we want to do something to all LGBTQ, they would have been immediately arrested and that would not have been allowed. But the mindset is somehow that we can target Christians. I'm looking at another headline, Jim. We're losing our freedom and our choices. Has the Constitution been effectively terminated? Statistics and polling show that our world is shrinking, not in a good way. Not only are basic freedoms under siege, but economic choices that many took for granted are slowly being taken away. And it goes on to talk about our freedoms are in decline, and that decline has been rapid in the past several years. And it talks about the amount of armament that the DOJ and the IRS and the DHS and all of these other three-letter acronym organizations have gathered together weapons by the millions. And they, I believe, Jim, what we're watching is the fomenting of a future, how would you say, revolution. I believe the government is fomenting that, wanting that to take place. In fact, the climate hoax organizational groups are pushing Biden now to declare a national health emergency so that they can take control by fiat, simply on the basis that the climate is so far out of control that we're in danger. Jim, what is the answer? What should we do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots? Should we be silent? Should we shut up? Should we sit down? What would be your recommendation?
My recommendation there? Pretty much is in the Lord's Prayer there. Pray for his kingdom and his coming.
Amen.
And to end this madness. as far as these individuals out here. Tyranny's never, if you look at history there, tyranny has never ended well. The whole concept of wanting to rule so badly that you're willing to destroy a nation and rule a mound of ashes is just overwhelmingly not good for history. It's just
not good. Not terrible. Good for history. But let's face it, we've got
worse for Christians.
It's not good for the nation. We've got a whole socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party that they'd rather rule over the ashes than to have the Christians, the conservatives, or Republicans, for that matter, having any say-so. Jim, I am thankful that you called. We look forward to what God is going to do. But my recommendation is to recognize what the Scripture says in Luke 21:28. And when you see these things come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We're getting closer and closer every day that we'll be suddenly see snatched out of this old world as the rapture of the church takes place. Jim, thank you so much for your call, for your input. God bless you and keep looking up. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
It's a great thing that you're touching that topic, brother, because I'm reading an article exactly about that. And the anti-American Democrats are calling it ESG, Environmental, Social, and Governance Investing. It is all done by the liberals trying to silence. Let's say that they find out that you're speaking against abortion or same-sex marriage. They're going to have the power to go to the bank that you do business with and cut off ties with them unless they cut ties with you. That's how sickening it is. And even if you don't invest or you don't support, depending on your causes, they're going to put pressure. You know what I mean? Even with your mortgage company, you use some kind of fertilizer and they think that isn't going to be environmental friendly, they can put pressure and they can suspend a loan with the bank, and they're gonna make you trying to find a different company. This is dictatorship in a certain way, and the American people doesn't know that it's going on. This is sickening. This is crazy. And they had a list. It's like the same thing with those communists with that clever, so nice name, which is the devil, you know, trying to pass as a nice guy with the poverty center law. Remember that group? What's the name? Mm-hmm. The poverty center law for justice. The same thing. The ESG is the same thing. They're going to target those companies that you invest with, that you bank with, because if you are a conservative company, a conservative church, and you don't support our causes, they're gonna do the best they can for you not to bank with them, to make your life miserable. I was reading the article. I'm not done with the article. But even Tesla is included in the not friendly list. Tesla, that is an electrical company that is from the environment, that doesn't create any emissions. The only reason why he's on the blacklist, because he is a conservative guy, and he's speaking, and he's allowing the conservatives to speak on Twitter. So this is a dictatorship from the government and those anti-American liberals.
Jose, you're exactly right. In fact, I read an article recently. I don't have it before me. Franklin Graham's warning the Christians. Franklin Graham warning the Christians to be aware that the banks are now rampantly closing accounts of those that are Christians, those that are conservatives, those that speak out against the LGBTQ, those that speak out against the socialist Marxist movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're simply closing accounts if your social calendar does not meet with their idea of where we need to stand and what we need to do. There's a move today through the banking industry to control the Christians and our Christian banking accounts. I don't know where we're going. What are your thoughts?
They want everybody that doesn't believe in the stupidity and the communist dictators' ideas to bow down. So if we don't bow down at any cost, they are using the banking system. They are using Disney. They are using the music industry. They are using the TV. So they know that we don't support that, then we're going to go for different routes. And I think this is how can I say this? The arguments are so weak that they cannot engage in the realms or ideas. Okay, I think this, and you think that. Let's debate that. Oh, that's way past. They don't want to debate because they know that when you come with the common sense and the Bible, they look like the fools that they are. So now they go behind the scenes to put pressure and trying to silence. So to me, the argument is so weak that they have to go to these extremes. But it's not only, this is nothing new. You see the dictators in China, North Korea, in Cuba, in Venezuela, they use the same thing. These people are doing it in slow motion because they know, thank God that we had a constitution. Otherwise, these people will be 100%. But you can see the effects, you know what I mean? Because you don't agree on that, then they're going to do all these crazy things. This is very anti-America. And we need to keep praying, brother. And we need to alert people that they defend freedom and the rights of every single citizen. This is mind-boggling, and there's a lot to pray. But this is very evil, demonic, and this is ungodly, 100%, brother. I don't know what you take on it. What can we do as Christians? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just so upsetting. But the good thing about it is prayer is very, very important. But we need to alert people that they know what's going on and put a stop to this all nonsense, because this is not America. We are turning into a dictatorship little by little with those guys in power. It's very sickening what's going on, brother. I keep listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Jose. You're exactly right. And what we're finding, Jose, I'm looking at a headline. It is from Jay Sekulow with the ACLJ. Says a Christian student was just suspended for 3 days. Why? For telling his classmates about Jesus. Sekulow goes on to say, this is absolutely appalling. If this can happen in one school, it will happen across the country. It is something that is happening on a national basis. I'm looking at the headline that says, warning, Trump prosecutor actually targeting all Americans. This is a good illustration or example, ladies and gentlemen, of what we're talking about. This article talks about the fact that Trump is simply the tip of the spear. He represents the conservatives, the Christians, and the pro-lifers in America. And as a result of that, they're prosecuting him, but we are in the focus of all that's being done. He wrote, the idea that our Justice Department can indict someone, especially the sitting president's main political rival, over speech is protected by the First Amendment is simply insane. It puts us firmly in a banana republic territory where tin pot dictators jail their political opponents ahead of election day and ensure their reelection. Simply put, this indictment is nothing more than a declaration of war against all Americans and the constitutional rights that we have of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in danger as a nation, but yet the scripture says, and let me read you in closing thoughts today, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 and following, it talks about the signs of the times, the signs of the last days. We're living in those last days. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and shall not be troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places, and all these are simply the beginnings. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It goes on to talk about further signs of the last days. We're in the last of the last days. And that's the reason I go back to Luke 21:28. And when these things shall come to pass, what things? The persecution, the prosecution, the hatred of the Christian and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The scripture says, when it come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last of the last days. And when we're talking about looking at our response to a fallen woke culture, we need to keep looking up, realizing that God's word said it, that settles it. The world's going to hate us because it hated Jesus. The world's going to persecute us because it persecuted Jesus. And therefore, we as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America, we need to keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're